Precious Things. Written by Kelly Doust and read by Mel Hudson. Maggie applied a slick of red lipstick and checked herself in the hall mirror. She pulled on a tailored riding jacket, then smoothed down her wavy brown hair. "That'll have to do. I'm running so late. What do you think he wants, Tim?" Maggie asked, snatching her bag from the hook. "Stop fussing. You look great." "He probably just wants to have you all to himself, the randy old goat," said Tim, pulling her towards him and burying his stubbled face in her neck. Maggie laughed and pulled away. "Stop, I've got to go," she said, pushing against his broad chest. "Oh, Lord, I've put lippy on you." She rubbed her finger over his cheek, laughing. "Sorry, though it does go well with your eyes."
"What are you saying?"
Tim asked, twinkling at her. "Maybe you should pop some mascara on as well." Tim pretended to consider, before lunging to pinch her bottom.
"Stop it!"
she laughed, pushing him away.
"Oh, hey, before I forget, I'm going to be late tonight. Sorry, meeting with a client."
"No problem," said Maggie. "I'll make dinner." Maggie was just checking her phone was in her bag when the sound of running footsteps barrelling down the hallway reached her, and Pearl latched herself onto Maggie's leg with surprising force.
"Mummy!"
she cried. Maggie wondered how her daughter had a sixth sense for these things. She always seemed to know the exact moment Maggie was about to leave the house, especially when she was running late.
"Bye, chicken, I've got to go. Here, who's my best girl in the world?"
Bending down to give Pearl a hug, she tried to unwrap the tiny arms from her leg. Pearl was having none of it and seemed to be working her way up to a tantrum.
"No, Mummy, don't go!"
she screamed, pulling Maggie down and hugging her desperately. Maggie realised the delicate links of the gold chain around her neck were about to snap. "Tim, I need some help here," she said, feeling the familiar struggle between work and home play out inside her. Tim unhooked Pearl from Maggie's neck and held her firmly in his arms as she thrashed and wailed.